Senator Clinton, thanks for joining us today on listener-sponsored, non-commercial WBAI Pacifica Radio in New York City. On Friday, January 24th, at the John Jay College of Criminal Justice here in New York City, you delivered some prepared remarks about 9/11, our subsequent preparedness or lack thereof, and Homeland Security, titled, To Provide for the Common Defense. In part, you stated, time has passed, and our vigilance has faded. The truth is we are not prepared and we are not supporting our first responders, and our approach to securing our nation is haphazard at best. As evidence of this, you conducted a survey in which you uncovered, quote, of the 40 New York counties and municipalities that responded, a full 70% have said that they have not received any Homeland Security funding, not one single penny. In New York City specifically, you stated, quote, the bottom line, according to the city's own estimates, New York City needs more than $900 million in order to protect this city and respond to a future attack. Since the last press release regarding the New York Stock Exchange's contingency plans for a nuclear attack was over 4 months ago, are you concerned that another terrorist strike on New York City could have serious consequences for Wall Street specifically and the U.S. financial system in general?
Well, I think any terrorist attack could have serious consequences. And what I was trying to point out in my speech is that the people we rely on to defend us and prevent attacks are those on the front lines of homeland defense, namely police, firefighters, emergency responders. And it is hard to explain why we have not gotten more federal dollars to the people who need it the most. And if you compare it with what we've done on the military side, which I have supported, we have more than adequately provided the equipment, training, resources that our men and women in military uniforms need. I think it's long past time that we do the same here at home.
Right. The Securities and Exchange Commission's New York office was located in the World Trade Center. There's been some word that they would like to relocate out of New York City. Do you think this is a wise move?
Well, I would hope that no one relocates out of New York City. First of all, New York is the global capital of the world, particularly for financial markets. And it has been proven over hundreds of years that this is the nerve center of what has grown up to be the most significant financial headquarters of any place on the globe. And it would be, I think, a sign of defeat. It would send the wrong message to those who wish us ill if people pick up and move out of New York City. You know, New York is a resilient, proud, successful place because the kind of people who come here to work and live are tough people. And, you know, I would be very disappointed if any federal agency left.
On January 23rd, Senator Clinton, you along with Senator Corzine of New Jersey secured protection for immigrant families of 9/11 victims, specifically any spouse or child of a documented or undocumented alien who was killed in the 9/11 terrorist attacks. Do you know approximately how many spouses and children are affected, and would you like to say a little bit about that?
We don't have exact figures, but we know this is a problem based on the calls that come into my office. We've tried to help a number of family members whose loved ones were lost, primarily breadwinners, usually husbands, leaving behind widows and orphans. And we've worked very hard to try to help these people on an individual basis. But the reason Senator Corzine and I thought legislation was important is that we don't even know how many people were affected. And I think this is another very important signal by our government that we're going to take care of people who were victims of this terrible attack. I mean, that's how we're going to pull together and show what we're made of.
Perhaps some of them are afraid of coming forward.
I think that's right, and hopefully this will open the doors so that they feel more comfortable letting their status be known, because now, assuming this passes the omnibus bill when it goes through the House and Senate Conference Committee, they will have that additional help.
Senator Clinton, again, thanks so much for joining us today. Perhaps you'll consider doing so again in the future.
I would look forward to it. Thank you very much.